Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After military leaders were grilled on Capitol Hill Tuesday regarding the disastrous Afghan withdrawal, it has been brought to light President Biden rejected the advice of his top military aides and how to reduce troop numbers while keeping the Taliban in check. This claim disputes Biden's claim he knew nothing about keeping troops in country and preventing a power vacuum. Arizona lawmakers were told during a September 24th hearing of inconsistencies uncovered during a forensic audit of the 2020 election conducted in Maricopa County. Arizona Senate President Karen Fan, a Republican, issued a letter on the same day to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, recommending further investigation following the audit's findings. 9,041 more ballots were returned by voters than were actually sent out. Search for Brian Laundrie continues as the Petito family voices support Tuesday for the FBI. It was the Petito's first press conference. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The unvaccinated are not listening to God. Those words from the Democrat New York governor. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
One day before the enacting of New York State's mandate that all healthcare workers be vaccinated, Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul told the congregation of a Brooklyn megachurch that the unvaccinated aren't listening to God.
Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other.
On Monday, faced with serious staff shortages, Hochul said in a statement that a state emergency declaration and calling in healthcare workers from the National Guard are options. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thank you, Brad. And thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Mask mandates in schools. Students from a Washington State high school were removed from their classes for not wearing a mask. These kids are speaking out on Fox News as the kids are being used as pawns in the adults' world. Student Ty Rainwater.
Being used as a pawn, I just feel like being used by the schools, by even the government, to try and make everybody think that they have to wear masks.
Dawson Harding says he was confronted by an adult he's never seen before.
I was walking to class. It was the very beginning of the day. Me and a couple buddies were walking to our first period, and I got stopped in the hallway by a teacher that I haven't seen at the school before, and she was telling me to put on a mask, and I just kept walking. She got up closer to me and asked if I thought I was being funny and told me that I needed to wear a mask to go to class, and so I turned around. I told her, I was like, this isn't funny at all to me, but I'm not going to wear a mask and I'm going to continue on to class. So if you want me to leave, you're going to have to send the school cop down to get me. The scariest part to me about all this going on isn't even the segregation between the students. It's about the control and the power trips that people in positions of authority are having right now.
Student Clive Pond.
They get their orders from our governor, and our governor is not a medical official. These teachers are not medical officials, and yet they're still giving out medical advice to us as kids when their job is to teach us and their job is to help us learn and achieve academic success.
Virtually all kids ages 0 to 17 have survived COVID since January of 2020. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Whoever said that getting this country back on track was going to be easy needs to have a conversation with our next guest, Peter Navarro, former assistant to President Donald Trump, author of his new book, In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year. As you will recall, Mr. Navarro served as Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, the National Defense Production Act Policy Coordinator inside the Trump White House. Peter Navarro, great to have you with us. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Bill. It is truly a pleasure to be with you this morning here from a swamp that is unraveling. I got one thing to say to Joe Biden. Hey, Joe, it's harder than it looks.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, Peter, in fact, I was talking with Sean Spicer a couple of weeks ago, and I said, hey, look, at the book that is trying to come out is titled Trump Was Right. And you said this not because you were emotionally tied to it. The facts dictated that Trump was right on every turn. And just like the opposite is true, Biden has been wrong on every turn, right?
Well, it's funny you say that because our alternative title was Trump Was Right. But we went with In Trump Time. And it's a coinage, actually, that I came up with early in the administration. And when the In Trump Time literally means that we got things done as quickly as possible. And, you know, case in point, I document this in the book In Trump Time, the vaccine. I mean, I was sitting right in my office on February 9th, 2020, right across the street from the White House, working with Doc Hatfield and this guy named Rick Bright. And we penned a memo that day on behalf of the president that said that, you know, if we got off the dime and got moving, we could have a vaccine by October or November, right?
Mm-hmm.
In that memo, it said that if we move this now, we could have a vaccine. So that's President Trump did that, right?
Unprecedented. Unprecedented. Had that ever been done before? I want people to really get their brain around this. Go ahead.
And I reveal a secret sauce as to how we did it, like with the Trump culture and things like that, because we turned the traditional Fauci kind of development on its ear. You know, Fauci was out there telling people it would take like a year and a half or two. I'm fighting him on television and behind the scenes. It's like, no, Tony. Pardon the French. Oh, we did this done right away, right?
Right,
now,
exactly.
I'll tell you this, though, Bill. Never in my wildest dreams, when I was sitting there trying to save lives of the American people on behalf of the president, did I imagine that the Biden regime would turn the vaccine into a cultural, economic, and social weapon. It's crazy kind of what they're doing now.
And of course, it's
talk about in the book.
And that's come back to bite them, because here it is, Donald Trump, a true CEO, something that America has been crying out for. We got close to it with Ross Perot, as you'll recall, but he just couldn't bring it to the finish line. Donald Trump had the goods as a CEO and demonstrated to everybody that this is what happens when you have a chief executive officer in the White House. You can make things happen, not in the traditional beltway sort of way. And that's why they were so upset, because a lot of the complaints that you were hearing, Peter, was about, oh, he moved my cheese. I mean, it was very petty and sophomoric, you know, when it came down to it, right?
Yeah. But here's the problem with the stark difference in treatment of Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. It's like Donald Trump took on all comers in the press briefings. He out there, he's the most accessible president to the press in history, period, full stop. Joe Biden was the least accessible presidential candidate in history. He was not vetted. They did not vet his policies. Mm-hmm. They did not vet his mental competence. And now we're in a situation where he is basically, with strokes of his pen, undone everything that the president before him did to basically enhance both the economic and national security of the people of America. Mm-hmm. And you know, right now, I mean, the crisis that I'm deeply involved in right now, it's under the rubric of what I call the four no's. It's very critical right now that the Republicans in the House and Senate show solidarity in fighting four things. It's the continuing resolution, which has all sorts of buried treasure for the Democrats in there that will damage this country. So that's one note. We have to say no to that. The debt limit that they're trying to raise and threaten us with the collapse of the republic if we don't allow us to spend unlimited amounts of money. Mm-hmm. We have to say no to that, because if we raise that, that's the gateway to the third. No, which is this $3.5 trillion. They call it the Green New Deal. I call it the Red Ink New Deal.
Yeah, without a doubt.
That gets us nowhere. And then the fourth no has to be this full infrastructure program bill, which is, it's like 20% infrastructure and 80% nonsense. Mm-hmm. And so we have a chance here to hold firm with the four no's on this over the next couple of weeks. And if we do that, we can break the back, not just of the Biden regime, but also of this inflation cycle that's killing people. I mean, Donald Trump's economic program was designed to grow fast without inflation. And when you let Biden come in there and flip everything we were trying to do on its head, this is what you got.
Exactly. Well, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, think about this, Peter. What were the people thinking? I mean, especially clear contrast now, 7-8 months down the road. We're energy independent. Our southern border is closed. Middle East is ready to break out. We've got four Arab nations sitting down with Israel to have Middle East peace. Unheard of things that were happening in every sector, every demographic, every minority, black, even whites, you know, Hispanics, record unemployment. And somehow that wasn't good enough for the majority of Americans. Come on, give me a break. I mean, this defies, you know, credulity on its face, Peter.
Well, in Trump time is an expansion of a series of reports I did. I don't know if you saw those, Bill, right after the election on November 3rd. I issued three volumes where I identified massive irregularities across the six battleground states. You know, we just got word last week in Arizona of over 50,000 potentially legal votes that likely swayed that. There's the cesspool of Georgia, which had an illegal consent decree that allowed a flood of absentee ballots to come in without scrutiny. Pennsylvania, under this guy Corman, has issued subpoenas now to get to the bottom of what happened there. My point is simply that you know, Biden claims he got over 80 million votes. You don't plunge that quickly in the polls. right. that strong of support.
Right? Exactly.
I mean, it's just do the math.
Yeah.
And now he's even underwater. He and Fauci are underwater now on the one thing he was supposed to be good at, which is handling the Chinese Communist Party virus.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the book. Hey, look, this book.
I'll tell you what, Peter. We've got to go to break. We'll come back and we'll pick it up from there. More from Peter Navarro after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Sunrise, waiting on the other side.
We're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Peter Navarro, former assistant to President Donald Trump, author of the new book, In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year. Let me tell you, this is a page-turner. If you can't handle the truth, maybe this book might be a little much for you. But if you're open for the truth, because this is where real change happens, when we can have a dialogue about reality here. And the left has been trying to feed us with lies. It's been one lie after another. I mean, it's like the old Andy Andrews book, Peter Navarro. He wrote, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? You get them to buy into a lie. And this is what's happened. I mean, the lies that started with Barack Obama, that you can keep your doctor and you're going to pay less for health care. Benghazi wasn't, was because of some video. I mean, on and on, the lies that were perpetuated with Barack Obama and Joe Biden continue to this day now that he's president. And it's with so much additional danger that we find ourselves buying into this lie. And you got to take note. Because look who's participating in this lie. You know, all the social media oligarchs, the mainstream media, there's no passion for the truth here. And as a result, Peter, your book is a breath of fresh air. It is needed for us to understand what the heck's happened to our country. And you and I started to talk about one Anthony Fauci, that he knew what happened. He had an idea. He had an 18-month advance notice of about this gain of function experiment, what was happening in the Wuhan lab, and he acted as if he knew nothing. And I'm sure he advised the president, shamelessly, accordingly, and left us all vulnerable. And how many millions of deaths around the world were as a result because Peter Navarro joined with the WHO and the Communist China to cover this up?
Fauci joined with the WHO, not Peter Navarro. Just
no, I'm sorry. Yeah, no. Did I say Peter? I meant Anthony Fauci. Forgive me if I said that. I misspoke.
You're on a roll there, Bill.
Yeah, I got carried away, Peter. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But your point is simply that, look, the cover-up is always worse than the crime. Right?
Yeah.
Fauci knew on January 28, 2020, perhaps sooner, that his activities at NIH likely spawned the virus in Wuhan, and he was responsible for the pandemic. What did he do? As I document in the book, In Trump Time, one of the things he did, Bill, was orchestrate a series of letters in Nature magazine and in this journal called The Lancet, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
To debunk the lab theory of origin. Fauci actually was involved in the cover-up. There's a guy named Peter Daszak. He's kind of Fauci's useful idiot. He was the guy that Fauci would funnel grants through this thing called Eco Health Alliance. And that money would go to Eco Health Alliance and then to the Wuhan lab. There's this crazy figure in the book. The bat lady, Xi Zheng Li, right? She's the one that went up to these bat caves 1,000 miles from Wuhan, brings these viruses back that couldn't hurt you. And then Daszak and the Chinese communists go in, Daszak owns up to this. They go into the backbone of these viruses, inject material that can change them into human killers. That's gain of function. And Fauci knew all this. He knew all of this, Bill. He knew it. And this SOB is still on TV, spouting his pump, telling people, telling 6-year-olds they got to wear masks, telling 7-year-olds they got to get jabbed in their arm for something that they don't need. The vaccine is something that people who are vulnerable to the virus absolutely need, okay? But jabs to 6-year-old kids, we need to have a debate about that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you brought up something in the first segment. That is that here it is, In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year. Here you have a CEO, and he's got his team together. He says, look, here's our mission. And I tell people all the time, from the insiders I've spoken with, Peter, is that this was a jobs president. And all the time he went throughout the White House, and his first question was, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? And I got to imagine when it became Operation Warp Speed. It's how are we doing? How are we doing in moving the vaccine along? And, of course, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and others, boy, it was all because it was Donald Trump. They wanted nothing to do with it. And here Donald Trump gives them the gift of Operation Warp Speed, this vaccine, and now they're trying to tell everybody, they're trying to reverse all the negative narrative that they put out there about the vaccine, and then they wonder why there's vaccine hesitancy.
Beautifully put, Bill. Beautifully put. And I do that chapter and verse in the book, In Trump Time. I describe how everyone from Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, Kamala Harris, the vice president, and the obligatory CNN and New York Times, they all have blood on their hands because they were the ones who originally ingrained this idea of vaccine hesitancy. I mean, it was criminal. And then to be clear, it's like they wanted to deny Trump a vaccine victory before Election Day. And to be clear, the reason why they would never blame Communist China for the virus that it created was because they wanted to blame Donald Trump. But look, it's okay. Look, politics is, it's not beanbag, right? We've heard that expression. Brass knuckles stuck, right? I get that. You know, I'll go with the best of them. Get bloody in the ring, okay?
Right.
But when it comes to an issue that's going to kill millions of people worldwide and hundreds of thousands of Americans, those folks were over the line. Jeff Zucker at CNN has blood on his hands.
Exactly.
Tony Fauci at NIH has blood on his hands. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and the Democrats who stole this election have blood on their hands because they took actions which denied both therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine to the American people and the vaccine to people most in need on a timely basis. That vaccine came months after it should have and could have. And that wasn't on us. That was on them.
Well, and you got all these therapeutics now are being delayed, and they're being delayed from pharmacists, Peter. You've got MDs, you've got doctors who are prescribing ivermectin, and the people go to the drugstore to get their prescription filled, and and now the pharmacist is put in that position. This is unprecedented, and it's, I don't know, it borders some level of illegality, in my opinion.
It's criminal and it's homicidal, you know, whether it's CVS or Walgreens or whatever, these big corporate chains. Because, look, I got an entire chapter in Trump Time on hydroxychloroquine. If you're listening to this show and you think that stuff doesn't work, then you have a hydroxy hysteria spawned by CNN. We now know without any shadow of a doubt that hydroxychloroquine delivered in the first 7 days of an infection under the supervision of a physician can't hurt you and will likely save your life. Okay?
Right.
And so that wasn't what happened in terms of the story propagated by Zucker and CNN, New York Times and Cheryl Stolberg and others. They just relentlessly beat down therapeutics, and now they're doing the same thing to ivermectin. I mean, that stuff works.
Exactly.
Okay? Physicians deny somebody ivermectin, so they go to a veterinary store. What can go wrong there? Well, when many things do, they blame the drug, not the policy.
Right. Exactly.
Just wrong, Bill.
Without a doubt. Well, you know, getting back to the situation with Joe Biden and his connection with the communist Chinese, Hunter Biden has exposed him big time. Stuff that's coming out on that laptop, Peter, which, I think it was at least 15%, maybe 20% of the people said, had they known about Hunter Biden's involvement with communist China, if the press had reported on what was on his laptop, that they would not have voted for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're finding out that a lot of money is still passing through Biden, Inc., and the evidence is so solidly clear as we're finding out more and more information about what's on that laptop that belonged to Hunter Biden.
Yeah, let me plug another book. Miranda Devine, the New York Post,
is
coming up
with
a book, Laptop from Hell. Have her on. I mean, and Sherry Martian's got what happened on the Wuhan lab. By the time people get ready to finish reading In Trump Time by me, Sherry Martian's book about what happened in the Wuhan lab, and Robert Kennedy's book on Fauci
exactly.
and the virus,
Ten seconds left. Done. In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year, Peter Navarro, that's the name of his new book. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
You thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history? You're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. And the financing law. Number 603-D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After military leaders were grilled on Capitol Hill Tuesday regarding the disastrous Afghan withdrawal, it has been brought to light President Biden rejected the advice of his top military aides and how to reduce troop numbers while keeping the Taliban in check. This claim disputes Biden's claim he knew nothing about keeping troops in country and preventing a power vacuum. Arizona lawmakers were told during a September 24th hearing of inconsistencies uncovered during a forensic audit of the 2020 election conducted in Maricopa County. Arizona Senate President Karen Fann, a Republican, issued a letter on the same day to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, recommending further investigation following the audit's findings. 9,041 more ballots were returned by voters than were actually sent out. Search for Brian Laundrie continues as the Petito family voices support Tuesday for the FBI. It was the Petito's first press conference. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we've got Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Project 21 co-chair. Hey, Horace, how are we doing?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Hey, always great to hear your voice. I just so appreciate you. You bring a level of calm and reason, which is so important because it's so lacking right now from what we're getting, from this administration. It's crisis at every point, and it's almost what it's all leading to, Horace, and you as a constitutional law professor. Joe Biden is trying to run this country in much the same way, picking up the reins from Obama and trying to run it as some sort of, dictator. And no doubt, I mean, continuing down this road, we're going to end up in a constitutional crisis is going to be inevitable, I believe.
Well, as I said the other night, I was very much disturbed that when discussing his plans for an unconstitutional, by the way, vaccine mm-hmm. mandate,
yes.
he sounded more like he was discussing his plans with his subjects.
Yes.
He works for us. It's not the other way around. It's not our privilege to have him run America. He's actually supposed to be carrying out the duly constitutional authorities that he is responsible to carry out. This isn't what we're seeing.
No.
The things that are troubling about this are that he appears to just say, even when I know, like he did with the eviction mandate,
mm-hmm.
even where that has already been closed. That is lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And just like with the vaccine mandate, there is no power given to the President of the United States to carry out any kind of vaccine mandate requiring any individual to take it. He's supposed to be implementing the laws given to him that are duly and lawfully implemented by Congress.
Exactly.
Congress has not acted here. It's not clear to me where Congress would have that power if they did. But that's not the question we're asking. The question we're asking is, what is the president's role in all of this? And this, I believe, is on the dangerous side of a constitutional republic being able to operate when people say, I can just act, and then we'll let others decide later.
You see, we need to discern these signs, and I think surprising to this administration is that people are starting to figure it out. I mean, look what's going on with the polling right now. It's in free fall. And they may not fully understand. They just don't. It doesn't feel right, and that's kind of okay, because they elected, so to speak, or somebody chose Joe Biden. But, you know, I would say a certain number of Americans emotionally went along with this ruse and the selection process of Joe Biden. It's all emotionally based. So now they're reacting emotionally again, because this just doesn't feel right, you know, what's going on. Vaccine mandates. They see pictures of our southern border and, 16,000 people there, including probably the majority of them, you know, from Haiti, that we find out didn't come from Haiti at all, but they came from, what, Brazil? This is, you know, quite interesting and disturbing. Go ahead.
There are thousands and thousands of households all across America that are also saying, wait a second, why is there so much month left after the paycheck is gone?
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to give your audience a data point that I think is important here. Since 1992, surveyors or pollsters have been asking this question. Within 3 months, 6 months, a year, or 2 years after the presidential election, do you regret your choice, or would you make the choice again? Some variation of that. And I want you to understand that this was asked in 1992 for the first time after George Herbert Walker Bush's loss to Bill Clinton, and the American people, every time they were asked, said, nope, I don't regret it. And remember now, a lot of things happened that led to the incoming Republican majority for the first time in 40 years. Mm-hmm. In 96, that question was asked. The American people said, nope, I don't regret my choice. In 2000, that question was asked, even though we had one of the closest elections we'd had in 100 years. And the American people said afterwards, nope, I don't regret it. 2004, 2008, 2012, 2016. Guess what? For the very first time, you are seeing surveys where the American people say, yes, if I had to do it all over again, I would not have voted the way that I did. That is telling. That's not some minor shift.
Mm-hmm.
That is a remarkable shift, because the American people in the past, regardless of the choice they have made, have stood by their choice. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, there are only really two explanations for this outcome. One is the stewardship of our country has been mismanaged so poorly that it has led to this dramatic change. Or number two, the American people had never agreed to this outcome, and they're merely ratifying the same choice that they made back in November. And I will let your audience decide which one of those is the best explanation.
Exactly. Well, I was just talking with Liz Peek about this, Horace. You know, that CEOs of companies, you know, leaders, they always start with the end in mind. you know, hey, this is where we're going. This is the objective. This is the plan here. The Democrats never did that. There was never a vision that was cast. The only thing that was cast was we hate Trump and we got to get Joe Biden in there. And they started making up the narrative for Joe Biden that he was this moderate and this nice guy and all this other stuff compared to Orange Man, who was so bad. And, you know, forget about the fact that Trump had delivered, you know, energy independence, low gas prices at the pump, southern border that was secure, Middle East peace getting ready to break out, across all demographics, race, and what have you, lowest unemployment right across the board in 50 plus years, right? But somehow the majority of America said that's bad. And we don't need that. And it's no wonder that they're regretting their vote, because the stark reality is so clear for them that there's not enough media narrative, anonymous reporting that can, as you say, extend their paycheck to cover the length of the month, right?
Yeah. So as I would say, either there never was a majority that voted for this.
Mm, yes.
Or the lie that what you're going to get is pretty much the same policies that you've been seeing, but no mean tweets.
Yes.
Well, that was a lie.
Mm.
And that was an intentional lie. You don't pretend that the COVID crisis is a reason for you not to go out in public. You don't actually demonstrate every time you do show up in public that you can't get a high school-sized crowd to show up for your events without it being a sign that your particular agenda doesn't exist. You haven't actually demonstrated anything. Mm-hmm. In America, we operate on this idea that you get your mandate not by holding the position, but by persuading the American people to embrace your policy.
Exactly.
No such opportunity occurred in the last election.
If it did, there would have been a grand sweep in the House and Senate, wouldn't there have been?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't have coattails without a coat.
Right, that's a T-shirt. That's a T-shirt saying. I mean, that just makes way too much sense. You see, and this is what the every man and woman have seen very clearly, and this is why Joe Biden's polling is in the tank, Horace Cooper.
Oh, absolutely it is, and it's going to get worse.
Yeah, stay tuned. We've got more details with Horace Cooper. He's here with us right now, the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
About 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Horace Cooper continues with us, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Project 21 co-chair. Well, Horace, it is madness. There's no question whatsoever. And I think the ruse is and the shroud is being pulled back on this sleight of hand. I mean, no doubt this is Barack Obama's third term, the fundamental transformation of our country. That baton has been picked up by Joe Biden, and people need to understand when he talked about the fundamental transformation, we're talking a total realignment, a major paradigm shift. We're talking out with the Constitution, in with some Marxist philosophy and theology, coming in, and the further destruction and obliteration of the middle class. What Barack Obama started, Joe Biden's mission is to complete.
Well, if I were looking, I would see that the fundamental mistake has always been a failure to understand what America is. Mm-hmm. We are a generous people. We are a kind people. We are people willing to make sacrifices. But we are a people that's predicated on the idea that we run our own lives. Mm-hmm. And we have to be persuaded to adopt a policy. I'm not just talking about the vaccine. I'm talking about automobiles. Right. Do you wish to have electric only? Do you wish to have no pickup trucks? You actually have to persuade people. When I watch college football on the weekends, half of the commercials are car sales type commercials. Why?
Right.
Because they're trying to persuade. This administration says, nope, we're just going to put in our infrastructure bill. But the federal government is now going to just start tracking the number of miles that you drive, and we're going to send you a bill. Well, how are you going to do that? Track Yes. You mean like the light bulbs? Like I can't now buy the kind of vehicle I want? Well, that's not persuasion. There's another provision that they're talking about that if you have a bank account and if at any point in a given year a $600 transaction occurs, we're going to report every single activity in your account to the IRS. Again, that's not persuasion.
Yes.
That is intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
That is the kind of thing that's the very opposite of how America operates. And it is likely going to lead to a significant rebellion. The left, last thing I want to say here in answer to your question, the left looked at what happened in California, and they erroneously concluded everything is great, everything is wonderful, because a disproportionate number of progressives live in a state and they refuse to operate on how the reality of the world is supposed to be, and they say that's proof of how the rest of America is. That disproportionate number is taking away from the opposite disproportionate number in other states, and you're going to see a major reckoning. That includes places like New Jersey this year and also Virginia.
Well, and the thing is, what comes to mind immediately is, can you believe the numbers in California? You know, a friend of mine had did analysis of the major Democratic elected officials, Nancy Pelosi, Schiff, you know, and you can even look at Gavin Newsom. And it's interesting that they all come up with about a 65% vote advantage. Is that odd? Does that raise any suspicion whatsoever? I was born and raised in California. I know it's gone a little cuckoo, but I think it's quite interesting that that seems to be that sweet spot for these Democratic kingpins.
The only thing I would say is this: if that's true, and I'm doubtful, but if that is true, what that really means is that in places like New Jersey and Florida and Iowa, that those numbers are starkly different. And I wasn't surprised when the Des Moines Register, the premier newspaper in Iowa, issued a poll showing that Joe Biden's approval rating was in the 30s, the low 30s.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're above 50 in this environment with this kind of mismanagement of America in California, then you're likely going to be that way. And here's interesting. That means Iowa stops being a state that's pivotal or that can flip. That means that Florida stops being competitive because all of what's happening is progressives in New York and in California are predominating, and they're pushing Main Street people, both blue collar and middle class, out of those jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're being replaced with people that the Democrats have used the people's money to buy their vote. And with the way the mail-in voting situation is going in, just like in California, speaking of the recall, they had discovered that they sent out 3 million more votes than was the population of California during the recall.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, remember now, they mailed every, quote, voter a ballot.
Yeah.
They had a website where you could click a link and generate your own. And then they even allowed people to go house to house and to get people to fill out forms, including allowing people who worked in the Postal Service to just collect scores of these that already had names on them, and they just needed signatures on them. But I'm just saying this, that particular state, California, and New York is looking increasingly like it, is made disproportionately of people where there is a bell curve of a U-curve, not a pyramid, a U-curve.
Yes.
The lower your income is and the higher your income is, the more likely you are to support progressive policies. That you doesn't exist in Iowa. It doesn't exist in Texas. It doesn't exist in Arizona. If that's what they've done, they brought in low-income voters that are reliable, and they've chased away the working class and the middle class, you could achieve that kind of you vote scale where the lowest and the highest both collaborate against the rest of the population, and they can outnumber them.
Yeah, there it is. You know, they're surrounding us, and this is the diabolical plan. I mean, this is disingenuous on their part. Of course, they're not going to tell you this, but all you have to do is just wise up and look at the signs here. They're quite obvious, aren't they not?
Well, the signs are very obvious that there is a reckoning headed our way. Mm-hmm. There are, as I said, unprecedented polls, and it's not just one, three or four different polls, including the Harvard poll, the Rasmussen poll, that are showing people saying, if I had to do it over again, my vote would be different. Rasmussen just came out this week, and it was a 10-point margin, the number of people saying that they would vote for Trump over Biden. That's unprecedented, and yet that's where we're headed, precisely because the president thinks he can simply use his powers to dictate and doesn't need to actually persuade.
Well, you almost can't wait for the midterms, right? Because this is going to be a watershed election if we've ever had one. Horace, what did you make of, you know, Al Sharpton goes down to the southern border, not very welcomed there in Texas?
So Al Sharpton normally goes to the bluest parts of America. Either he goes to California or New York, or he goes to urban centers that are super blue, and everybody celebrates him and welcomes him. Now, we know that his goal is to line his own pocket and to create dissent wherever he can. He showed up here, and he was really surprised that he thought reading his own press reports made him credible in these places, and the truth is exactly the opposite. Shame on this administration, however, for calling out the CPB for actually doing its job. Shame on them for their judgment first and investigate later approach. Now, this is no different than what President Obama did and ultimately had to hold a beer summit after he rushed to judgment before there was any evidence to be found.
Yeah, I mean, you look, even when you look at the video there, and you know, you don't see that. And speaking of video, just to, we got about a minute left here and close this out. We're starting to see more video of the January 6th event. No wonder the government didn't want us to see what, something like 14,000 hours of video. They kept it suppressed until the judge says, no, we got to see it, and now we're looking at it, and it's you know. Boy, I'll tell you, if this was an insurrection, this was a bad insurrection. They need lessons.
Insurrection in America, it just wasn't on January 6th. It was most of the summer of 2020.
Yes, good point there. And when you look at the damage count, and that's the other thing I keep asking, how much damage was done on January 6th versus the summer of love? Billions of dollars versus, yeah, I don't know, not probably not even $1 million, maybe a couple thousand dollars.
$100,000.
Yeah,
not even
right.
$100,000.
Yeah.
Unless you count sore feelings.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we count sore feelings.
Well, feelings are important, Horace. They really are. That's what they're telling us. Horace Cooper, he's been with us, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Horace, have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com. The fight.